أن قبل كان داعش يوجد أبان، لا يوجد بشر في الشارع خالص.
هم سلم في الشارع؟
لا ممنوع تقفون، يجب أن تذهب.
إيه ده؟
كاي؟ In rečem, kaj naj storim, gospod? Gospod pa mi veli, vstani in pojdi v Damask in tam se ti pove o vsem, kar ti je odločeno, da storiš.
They won't be coming for money, not the best of them. They'll be coming for Damascus.
Sirski režiser Firas Fayad je Ljubljano obiskal v sklopu festivala Naprej / Forward. Fayad je film študiral na prestižnem Ecole Institute v Parizu. Po študiju je začel s snemanjem filmov v Siriji. Ob začetku revolucije v Siriji je bil eden izmed dokumentaristov dogajanja, zaradi česar je bil prvič zaprt od režima Bashar al-Asada. Med dokončevanjem njegovega zadnjega dolgometražnega filma On the Other Side, ki spremlja zgodbo Jafarja Hajdarja, izgnanega sirskega pesnika živečega v Pragi, so mu na letališču v Damasku na glavo poveznili vrečko in ga za 8 mesecev zaprli ter mučili. Danes pri svojih 31-ih živi in dela v Istanbulu, kjer ustvarja radijsko postajo Soul Traja, eno od sirskih radijskih postaj, ki so nastale v času vojne in katerih namen je obveščanje sirskega prebivalstva o dogajanju v Siriji. Fayad v intervjuju spregovori o zaprtjih, filmskem ustvarjanju, novinarskem delu, politični situaciji v Siriji ter begunski situaciji v Turčiji ter Evropi.
We would like to start off with your role as a filmmaker, perhaps. You were imprisoned by the Assad regime because of one of your movies, as I read in the internet. And could you start with this story and tell us more about what you have been through because of your role as an artist?
In general situation in the dictatorship countries, when you start to searching to talk or speak about what the good and what the right and what the wrong, everything is will change to facing you. I mean, the first things when you going to go to the film school or the journalism school to starting to thinking how I will make everything is better and how is tracking, following all this wrong to make it better, because all the wrongs completely 100% coming from the government, not from the people, because the government will think in when opinion will not trying to find to sharing the people the information. When the government sharing the people the information and everything will start the democracy. So I was working on the movies about a man who was fleeing from Syria in 70s, in the war in Syria in 70s, also that's made by Al-Assad's father, Hafez al-Assad is called, and he's starting killing a lot of people in this war and sending to the prison, and then he's killing all these people inside the prison. And that starting the news of the propaganda of Al-Assad said this is terrorist and Islamic, it's same now. And one of these people who was in same religion of Al-Assad, Alawis, if you know this is, I'm sorry for this information because it's very complicated in Syria. And he was a flea also because he was one of these people who was writing. So flee to Kyrgyz Republic. And starting to establishment like not full opposition, just starting to speak about the freedom of speech. He will not facing Al-Assad, but he just starting to talk about the situation in general in Syria, because it was very dangerous still looking, because maybe well somebody is killing him even if he's in safe country. And I was follow this story, and I was started the revolution in Syria start when I was in Kyrgyz Republic, so I back to Syria very fast, and then I was the story changed, and I start to see how the Syrian outside of the country from the past war now looking to what's happening now in the action in Syria. I was and I make like mixed between the Sebring Brak and Sebring Damascus Sebring. So it's like a revolution there between the wall, everything it's starting in the wall. We need to change the president. It's the first thing writing on the wall. So also in the Kyrgyz Republic, it's a famous wall. I'm starting from there and going to Damascus. And then he caught by Al-Assad the first time. not because I was this movie, because he didn't know about this movie. I was caught because I was teaching the people. I was using the mobile to publish their stories, what's going on, in an objective way. Not subjective. I just told them, filming what you watch and writing a little bit of script. It's like something very simple for the citizen journalist or the people who is filming around them, using this way, a little bit of words and the video telling the stories. Tell what you feel and filming what you see. And then the Syrian regime discovered this, and he ended up me in front of my house, and I was hidden for 2 months. And the second, and when I released, because there is something in the dictatorship countries called the presidential pardon. It's something. It's when you will say, "Oh my God, presidential pardon."
We have this.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah, yeah. So he's released me with a lot of people who was like extremes, who was also, this is a people who was starting to establishment the group, the Islamic extremes group, because these people was sending from a lot of countries, was like extremes sending back to Syria some of them from Syria, some of them from Arab countries, some of them other countries, but inside the prison of Syria, because the Syrian intelligence knows how they work with these people. Torture, killing, everything using in the prison. So he released a lot of them, and they start the revolution change. The face to be like more with the weekends, and a lot of people who's divide from the general army, from the Syrian army, to be like starting to make an FSA, and side to side are people there establishing the extremes group or national extremes also. And then I'm continuing my films, and then I caught again in the Damascus airport for 8 months, which was very bad experience. The first and the second also the same, but it's more the 8 months, it was more extremes in torture on as you, because when the first time when I was going to down, and they said, "Welcome, you are a director, so now you will make some movies on your body," and this is a star story, and here it's like they stay make a movies 8 months on my body, and I was all the time in my solution, all the time I'm thinking like our documentation, even that I didn't see, because they put something in your eyes to don't watch anything. So I'm documentation in what I heard and what I watch in a little bit as a bodies, the dying bodies around you, and a lot of them is your colleague, citizenship, etc. So after 8 months, also a presidential pardon coming, and I'm released, and it was everything has changed. I mean the face of Syria has changed. It's like starting to feel everything. It's different. The people, how they thinking, they didn't care about democracy, and they start thinking about everyone who want to make his Syria. This is good in the side, and on the other side it's not good, because everything is by written. We need other people thinking how they want to make their countries, but a lot of Syrian like me, they didn't want that by weapons, but a lot of countries involved in this war and starting supporting their groups, and this is starting to be like civil, and then to be like world war. And I was start like, I'm lost, I'm not here, I should be like should be watch these things from outside.
Could you maybe tell us a little bit, you already mentioned this at the beginning of the demonstrations in Gada, and then you moved to Damascus. What were like maybe the differences between Dara and Damascus, and then especially this difference that you already addressed now, after you came out of the prison? Because do you know this movie, La Battaglia de Chile, The Battle of Chile in Free Park? Because it's also, it has this beginning part when it shows how it was before everything started, but everyone knew that it will start. What was this feeling in Syria before it actually broke out into this kind of a civil proxy war as we have to do?
The revolution started in 2011. There is a mini movement behind that in Syria, and you know, it's like when the movement, the peaceful movement started in Tunisia, going through Egypt and then Libya, the Syrian people were thinking it's same. We can move. This is a government and we can change it. It's easy for us. They thinking that. But they didn't think about how much would be difficult and how much will put us in bad situation in this movement. So there is many political movement didn't stop in Syria. Every 5 years there is a movement, and the army, Syrian army, will be called Al-Assad army, because he's saving Al-Assad. He didn't save the people. I mean, he didn't care about Syria, he's caring about Al-Assad. If Al-Assad stay, so we are our army of Al-Assad. And they're writing that, and they are happy when you said, you are Al-Assad army. He said, yes, Al-Assad army. We are fighting for Al-Assad. We didn't fighting for the Syrian. We're fighting first for Al-Assad, then maybe we can fighting for the Syrian. This is what they say. It's objective. That's objective. And so the beginning start in Damascus in 2011. It was a small movement in middle of Damascus in the old city, when the policeman want to hit a man who is have a small store, and then a lot of people start moving, say that this is a famous thing starting the revolution in Syria. Like that's in 15 March. Said like the Syrian people not Slav. It's different in our culture. I mean, the Syrian people have like, I can't find the English word. It's similar from that, but I can say it in Arabic also. Maybe you can say it. Shabi Surima Binzel. It's like this. And then it's after 3 days in 18, it's moved to Dara. And the small kids writing, student in the primary school, writing that now you will fall, Mr. President. So it's also, and that make the big policeman in Dara, intelligence man, is very angry, and he follow this kid and catch him and put him in the prison and torture them and cut their something from their hand and torture their bodies. And then after 20 days from the conflict and the conversation, he released him, and he didn't say sorry. He said like, I will fight every girl, every mother of this girl, of this boys. And the people, this was very confused from this word, because he said, this is sons, because I was fucked these girls, their mothers, and this is my sons, because all these fathers didn't know I was fucked their mothers. It's generally, this was saying in public for all the Syrian in Dara. And the Syrian in Dara starting like be very crazy. And start this demonstration. Yes, okay. It's a better start, we will fuck you. And it's going in the demonstration, start to grow up, and then start the journalism of the government said, this is a terrorist, and this is and they start with this is famous things fake, right? and they're getting like the videos of publishing by the citizen journalist and said, this is from the 70, this is from Ukraine, this is from like Serbia, it's from, it just want to tell the people it's fake. But a lot of journalists going there, and one of the citizen journalists is filming all the road from Damascus to Daraa and showing everything happened in this moment, the cars and the magazine and everything, it's one shot, and publish it and say this is in 70s, but I think everything is happening in 2011, and starting to grow up and become bigger and starting to be like in every city in Syria.
How is the situation of the movie production for Syrian directors right now? As we heard, and as I also read, you had difficulties because you were producing a film, and how do you or your director colleagues deal with that now? How do you make movies if you want to present something from Syria, if you want to film something in Syria? Is it even possible to produce a movie right now in Syria?
It's very, yeah, it's something we can't say, it's impossible. Because the first thing you are facing that after you produced your movie, they verify what you produce with a place what you want to publish it, like BBC or Guardian or the big internationals. They start asking you like, We can say it's good question, but in same time it's like complicated for who's going to cover the war and conflict in places. How we be sure this is right or not right? And you can say it's like it's the camera keep rolling, keep filming, and you can hear my sound and you can check everything. It's the number of recording, and if something deleting, you will ask me about deleting, but if everything is here, you can check out. This is, for me, it's a big problem. But for the foreign who is living outside Syria to coming to filming, it's a big problem how they cross to Syria. Even how they cross to Syria, how they will figure out and they will make a deal with the people there to start to make this movie, because there's many different groups, and now how it's be safe and not more safe, etc. And now, before that, now, if we're talking about now, because I don't know what's happening tomorrow. So now, you will crossing with the Turkish, make the sniper on the head of the people and killing the people on the border. How will you do that? This is some lot of things, and also now it's a big problem for the Syrian. Also for the families who didn't work in the journalism work or any something else. This is how you will go to inside, and how you will make your relationship and to go to your aim, because everything will change if you have an aim. Like I want to follow like a kid who is teaching in the school of Al-Qaeda. Okay, I have access now. Okay, I want to follow these kids. But how will you be sure you are not arrested and you are not killed? So when you want to make a good story, it will be like endangered. And if you will not be endangered, you will not make a good story. Because BBC said like, okay, let's see, I want to be safe, but I want this story. So you said like, are you joking? You will not make any story a good story if you will not be in dangerous. About 80%, 72, 80%, you will be in dangerous to make this story. Going to Afghanistan or going to Syria, it's a dangerous. More, it's more dangerous now in Syria because it's terrible. It's, I know if that is my answer, it was enough, mm-hmm. Fully enough.
We can. In Syria, especially from the beginning of the demonstrations and then with the war broke out, we see a kind of merging of journalism with filmmaking, with the new I mean, everyone has a camera on their mobile phones now, and they can record whatever they see.
Yeah.
And there are many, like, amateur videos, put it online on YouTube, or semi-professional documentaries being made. How do you see this situation now with making documentaries basically kind of like merging with journalism, or even being something in between, like journalism, filmmaking?
It's journalism.
It's journalism.
Yeah, right? It's completely journalism. Because they do what they watch. And the journalism is the first basic, say, first rule, they say, just record what you watch and don't make it. Just let everything happen in yours. It's journalism for me. I don't care about what's called in the rules. Because every time that journalism rules, more good or more bad. The important thing is how you tell your story for the people, for your audience, and if you have a cases, so you should follow your cases and about telling your story. So important things is telling the story, even if that's one shot, or even that well sequence, and there is like organization work, and there is a long story from 6 months, 8 months, 1 year, 2 years, etc. It's not important how much you have, what you're filming. I mean, the important for me when I'm watching, this is a small scene, a small shot. It's good, tell me something real happened. And this is, the people will not understand it now because it's happened now. But after, when the history changed, we went back to this, we said, oh my God, how much these people make a good impact and important work, because they documentation the history. And this is the only way you will do it. Every journalist, you will go to Syria, professional, super professional. I don't care about this word, but I mean, what when the media said super professional, I said, like, okay. But when the super professional going to Syria and to make, he will do it in the same way. He will not like, okay, I have my roles to make this story. How you will have your roles to make this story and the pearl bombing up of you? How you make this role and you will not know if this is a man who is have the weapon, maybe he killed you. So how? The important thing, how you record everything you will watch it and you're feeling. And these people, it's natural feeling, full, completely feeling, and I believe them, and I believe what they work. Because they didn't have this is a mind to make. Among the super professional, they just make, change the world. This is what I see. In all the story, a lot of stories I watch it, like, it's good journalist and objective, and they call it like, this is one of objective journalists. When you read this story, you said, oh my God, how much he changed the truth to tell what he want. But this is a people, the citizen journalist, or is making the truth. They're making what they want, and it's for you. It's the data, and you can use it.
Thank you.
Lesbos, like they really, I mean, they were filming it with the idea to make a movie when they come somewhere safe in Europe. And I'm really interested in what are we going to get, what kind of art production will be at the end when Syrian refugees, not just Syrian, but a lot of refugees from Middle East today, when they will settle down somewhere, start to edit this shot, start to write books, start to write songs, poems about it. You know, like in France, when you had all this literature after the Second World War, people writing how it was in the concentration camps and things like that. Do you have, like, what is your opinion about it? How it will present Europe, and what is, for example, like this crucial point for I wouldn't say for all of them, but for most of the refugees when they come to Europe, is this like just disappointment about the way how they are treated, or what would be like the center point around which these things would
turn? Let's start with this. This is a revolution of the technology, and everything it's in this technology make it everything it's easy, and sometimes it's complicated. It's easy in the hand, you can have a lot of data. It's complicated how you using this data for the who's searching two ways to telling the story. When the selfie start with the refugees, I mean, will make a big movement in the selfie and self documentation. I mean, I'm using in last movie I do it now about the refugees, about two kids who flee from Syria to through Europe. One of them go to Germany and the other to Sweden, and we're using the mobile phone to documentation themselves, and that's give us many things. The first things is the close shot, to be very close from him, for the audience to put the audience very close and feeling their face and situation, scary, love, good, I mean positive feeling and a negative feeling with this boy. And then in the second hand, he will feel the truth, completely truth, because he make his movie, and you are just make a conversation with him, will be more clear everything now up on the table with your characters. When I start my movie, about the following two kids under 17, I give him the mobile phone and to do the documentation themselves, and I told them that I give him some technique and how is he using and what's important things and what not important things, and I told them that everything what you feel, just film it. And I feel like that the story on the table, this is a scene and this is a story. Are you agree? And you are, because you are one of the filmmaker. Are you agree? He said, yes, I agree. He said, no, let's make this. And it was beautiful to sharing. Even you have a big experience and you say, no, it's good, he will not thinking in this way, a philosophic way, or it's made up a layers. But he will understand from his eyes if you're comfortable or not comfortable when you're sharing your story. So we're using these things in the movies, the documentation themselves, to be very close from them and to be the full truth, and then will be one of technique of the of this time. You were watching everything from how they think, I mean, in subjective story, point of view of the refugees, not point of view of the filmmaker, but the refugees. All these things will make the history more clear, because it's filming by these people, not people who is coming to make like writing the history and something is forgotten. Yeah, okay, let's fix this word and make it this way, okay, will be more interesting. And when sometimes you read, when you're reading the history, you feel like, okay, it's like novel. It's something is different. It's not, this is not history. But when you're watching the refugees, what the documentation, you feel, yes, this is what happened. This is real, real, completely, 100%. What's happened? You can't like make a story, but you can watch the story and you feel the story. I mean, this is beautiful things will happen, and this is now a data on your table as artist, a filmmaker, a journalist, or even what you are, you called. But for me, I just think this is good to using and to help in writing the history. They help in writing the history. In future, a lot of people will starting to searching about this name. Who's documentation, the border of Slovenia when they crossed this border, going this pass. Who is filming this moment? This is what I feel.
So as we talked before as well about the new ways of media coming into existence, one of those is also the radio that you work in Istanbul. Yeah. Could you talk a bit more about your work there, what the radio is about, perhaps how it's functioning and how is it funded?
For the radios, I mean, when starting the idea of the radios, it's starting because the people need it. Because in Syria, in the opposition side, I mean, the that is not under control of the Syrian regime. It's they didn't have electricity. Didn't have any source for information. And when someone who is go to visit this country, these places will feel like completely there is like black hole for the people. They will not understand anything. And the radio, it's like warning. They give him a warning for the flight coming from here and up to the city. Yeah, well, bombing this city, like what's happened in England in the second war. Yeah, and also in other a lot of countries using the radio, and sometimes in the earthquake, sometimes when a lot of snows, ice, and everything is cut, but still the radio, the newly ways. For me, I believe in the radio works. Even I'm coming from the visuals, but I mean everything in this radio, it gives you all the time a lot of links to goals, because something in the sound, also documentation. And when we started the project, we was asking ourselves, this is a time of the radio or this is time of the pictures? It doesn't matter. This is a time of how you will documentation and telling about the people and helping the people to get the information. This is the reason of this. We make it this radio. This is we founded. This is a radio station. We get the funding from European countries. Yeah, from the tax of the people here, and that's help a lot. And also from the American side, from the tax, also from the NGOs. And we using this is money for production, multimedia, radio, prints, pictures, video, because you're using website and using the FM broadcasting, and using also the website like Vice News or like Riot or like other many websites like using the radio in same ways. And this is the radio. We work with 44 journalists around Syria. I mean, we're covering the conflict. We're tracking the money of ISIS, tracking the jihadists, tracking the daily life of the peoples, economists, and the daily life. And we have comedy shows, all of that. I mean, I'm just I'm working some story for this radio, but I'm working in the management in the radio, and I have the time, more the time for my movies and my stories. So who's working on that? A big dream. There is a editorial teams, and they manage the and we will discuss about everything. We have a three months plan for every 3 months or 6 months. We put plan for what we cover, and there is a A, B, C plan for the what will happen and what should go this way. I mean, but we lost a lot of colleagues in this war, but this is the sacrifice of this. We was lost anyone in this work, because they was trying to tell stories about what they feel. We work with the citizen journalists. We love to work with the citizen journalists. Not all our journalists is from it's study at a journalism school. They have a technique, and we sharing everything together to make the stories.
So if you would need to, like, for example, make some kind of conclusion about the European Western coverage of the conflict of Syria, you would say that most of the press is like this embedded press. So they try to get a story, but they stay in the frame of a propaganda, of a certain group that is hosting them.
Yeah, because also it's not decision of the journalist, because also the editor change what the newspaper or media outlet need. It's change what the government need and what the style need. Now a style of ISIS. Okay, let's make about this ISIS. It's like that. So you can't facing these things. You can't, because you will be like outside and no anybody will interesting in your story, and I will understand these things. But in same times, this is make the journalists work more harder, and make the journalists, real journalists, who want to make stories, in facing a lot of things. And I say that these things will make the journalists in bad situation in the future will be. A spring time. No, it's like more bad in the future, because a lot of things is changed and will be very bad. Also, because the government, the extremes coming up to the government in all the countries, and that's because there is not journalists trying to fighting for independent. They trying to still fighting for the style of the stories. This is, yeah.
You're now living in Turkey and you work in Turkey.
Yeah.
Does your radio have any problems with the Turkish government or the, any, probably it has. Could you talk a bit about that?
Yeah, I'm smiling now, because it's like, if I said yes, I will not be completely right. And also, if I said no, I'm not will be completely right. Because even I'm talking about now about my what's going on in Turkey, I will be like in dangerous. So it's like completely complicated to understand what's going on in Turkey now, because everything is changed, and the Turkish goes to the election and choose this government, and you can't say this. No, there's something is not true. Something is playing there. But for us as a journalist, also all the time we're fighting for the democracy. So every government coming to like facing and put the journalist more in the prison or in the small box, I will say no. Even that doesn't mean for me. It's mean for the Turkish, my colleague, a Turkish colleague. because I didn't need to put them in this way. But in Turkish, it's really complicated for the freedom of the speech. Now, it's complicated. You can't do anything. It's like to talk what you want. Not easy to do that. It's need like more fighting for that. More fighting in the world. I will be very clear here because I'm a Syrian. So more fighting with the world and with our pictures. Because when I said more fighting and with linked with the Syrian name, so okay, fighting, weapons, etc. So no, it's a, with a word and with a sound of the radios and the pictures. Yeah.
But what about just like talking about your situation in Turkey as a refugee,
yeah.
Not as a journalist.
Yeah.
Because there are different kind
of
refugee camps. Some refugees stay at their relatives. Some refugees manage to get their like kind of a new life, get like a job, yeah. things like yeah. that. Yeah. So what is the like, situation of these 2 million Syrian people?
For the Syrian people, the refugees from Syria, from Libya, from Iraq, from Afghanistan, because a lot of refugees. It's a good country. And they help more. And it's open, and it's good. Because they not like you, like other countries. I will not say other country, because if I say that, I will be in a problem. Okay, so it's... This is what I said. I mean, for the people... It's good country and it's more comfortable and they do what they want and they have a safe life. Because these are people that already run from the war and already didn't have any political opinion because they just was working and then involved in this war and they lost some of their of families and they're starting to have opinion. But this... Watch this will be very long, and this is 5 years in Syria or 15 years in Afghanistan and about 6 to 7 years in Libya and also in Egypt. So this is people, well, okay, we're coming here to make a life. So we didn't care about what the journalists feel and what freedom of speech feel. For me, yes, it's good. For these people, it's completely good because if we, this is a people starting to make something, they will throw out and they will kill it because it's there's this is not their country, this is just there to make a life, to be safe, not killing under bombing or any terrorist work.
Yeah. How do you see the European politics and right now in this refugee crisis, as they call it? You had an encounter today in Ljubljana with a woman who stopped you on the street asking for your for the reasons for the refugees to flee. How would you talk about this problem and how do you see the European politics dealing with this problem?
It depends. Some countries was welcome, like Germany. I mean, it's lovely of the Syrian. And Merkel is lovely woman for the Syrian, and they post her pictures, and they fighting for her name, and they didn't want to anyone who talking about this woman in bad things, because she saving their life, really. It's completely. It doesn't matter. It's using them in economists' side or using them in to make a new blood for Germany to fighting the extremes, Nazism, or changing the face of Germany for democracy facing. It doesn't matter. This is a people was well killed, and there is a country who will say welcome. This is a money. This is a house, and you can work. And this is a passport, and you can travel. You are welcome. It's good in this is a, and there is a, also the people and the, they say no for refugees. I will understand them because this is something scary for changing their country, and they didn't know what's happened around them, and there is not a lot of information. And this is, the media didn't work a good rule in this way. And these people so didn't have a lot of information. Also, that's happened in Syria. When the Iraqi refugees coming to Syria, a lot of people was scared in Syria from the refugees of Iraq. And it was a lot of people was said not welcome for Iraqi refugees. And a lot of Syrians said welcome and the refugees of Iraq. We're sharing our houses, we're sharing places, and we make it our places also that. But this is the problem of the media. I mean, this is the big fall for the media, because the media is just starting to follow a lot of stories outside and didn't to think about there is a people need to understand a human story about these people. I mean, like, let's follow this story and we're saying what this life before and what the life after, and how is this story managed, and how is this man do in Germany, it's changed his life, and how much he's changed his life, and how much he's be apart from this country. It's a lot of work. I mean, it's very difficult and need a lot of money for the media to work on this kind of the stories. I mean, I can't say one reason for these things, because the refugees not coming just from Syria. I mean, a lot of refugees, Afghanian, Iraqian, Libyan, and from a lot of Middle East countries. Big crisis. I mean, you can't say just it's if about the Syrian refugees. Okay, it will be like in Germany and take all the refugees and it's finished. Syria now is empty and all the refugees will be a part of Germany or a part. Need two countries to take all these refugees. We are about 20 million. So 20 million, it's easy. 2 million for Turkey, 5 for Germany, 5 for other countries, etc. It's finished. And killed about 5 million. So we are 15 now. It's finished. For the Syrian. But it's not just Syrian. There is Iraqian, Afghanian, from other country also, from Africa, from Ukraine. So I was from Kuwait, from Saudi Arabia. There is a refugees from Saudi Arabia. There's because there's something is in the passport. They didn't a small group from Saudi, and they didn't have any paper, so they didn't have any rights. So these are people they didn't have any kind of the life. So they fled to Europe and also to be refugees, and they get like nationalities. But the problem, it's using the refugees in bad way. I mean, and they call these refugees is coming from terrorist countries, so these will be tourists. When you're tracking, these is things, these are people who are not coming to exploiters themselves. They have fled from the war. And some people using this way, but you can't say, okay, this is a man bad for all, this is will be bad. I mean, will be need more open for that. I hope that. I mean, I hope that, because it's not easy. It's not easy. I understand this side, and also I know that what the turning point here. As we start our conversation in off record, I will make it on record here. It's our conversation start about the storytelling. I didn't believe that it's called documentaries, radios, news, features, fictions. I don't care about this. And showed the storyteller didn't care about these things. These are things just for the people who are working on making like historic about this kind of the media. You should make your story. Maybe it will be like documentaries. Maybe it will be fiction. Maybe it will be experimental story. Maybe it will be feature news. Maybe it will be small news. It's enough. I mean, it's maybe it will just be book or small paper or articles. It's all the things. It's linked now, and now the line it's more knowing to do that. I believe that should make a story and using these things in our story, using and back it like a source. We have this source in history, in back to this story, filming by citizen journalist who was crossing border by this state, and the political situation was these things, using the line of the political, using the society political, and putting like line, drama lines. And this is time, there is a new rules from Europe. There was a boy, his documentation himself, in the history this time, and the name of this video is called this, and documentation. But I know a knowing man, and you can use it in your story. It will be beautiful because the people will start go there, and starting to search, and you are open for him a road, a ways to go more in, and involved more with these things, and it will be a source also. Every journalist or every storyteller or media worker, it's like a source in his work, and that will open more and more and more for the researcher, for the history, for everything. I believe that, but I believe that that's need more a big fighting for these things to be like, this is what will happen, this is the truth, and we should be clear and different things. I mean, this is the situation in Syria now, and still, well, still.
But what do you think about, like in 2-3 years, what will be the situation? At this point, it looks like Syria is breaking up in 3-4 smaller pieces. Like you have the Alawite part, you have the rebels part, the Kurdish part, and the Daesh part.
I'm not a philosophy man to find out what will happen in the future.
And قبل كان داعش يوجد أبان لا يوجد بشر في الشارع خالص.
هم سلم في الشارع.
لا ممنوع تقفون. يجب أن تذهب.
إيه ده.
Kai. In rečem. Kaj naj storim, gospod? Gospod pa mi veli. Vstani in pojdi v Damask in tam se ti pove o vsem, kar ti je odločeno, da storiš.
They won't be coming for money, not the best of them. They'll be coming for Damascus.
Fokus Sirija. V oktobru in novembru prisluhnite sklopu poročanj o sirski kulturi, politiki, glasbi, šolstvu, zgodovini in še čem. Samo na Radiu Študent.
Yeah, I won't wait to see what happened.